أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين لله شهداء بالقسط. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala explained those duties of ours, those pledges that we have made to Allah Ta'ala with regard to our own selves, all the various discussions with regard to food, marriage, etc., many different things which apply to a person individually. Now Allah Ta'ala turns their attention towards maintaining justice within a community, a country, that there must be justice. And for justice, evidence is required. And the evidence must be given properly. So Allah Ta'ala refers to that now, that, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, stand up for not only for your individual duties and your individual rights, but see to the rights and duties of other people also. In a country, a community, a country can only be functioning properly if there is proper justice. And justice is dependent upon evidence. And evidence has to be given according to the proper Islamic system, that when it is for somebody or against somebody, whoever that is, it may be your family, your friends also, but if that evidence is, has to be against them, it must be, so that all evil and wrong and injustice can be uprooted. No matter who does it, like Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when intercession was made for Fatima Makhzoomiya, who was a prominent lady and who unfortunately had stolen, and her head order was given for her hand to be cut. And then they thought that the Sahaba thought we must ask intervention, that we must, that this must be overlooked and it must be brushed aside, brushed under the carpet. So then they chose Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu to speak to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became very, very angry and said that in the rights of Allah ta'ala, who is it that can make intercession? We cannot, with regard to the rights of Allah, that must be fulfilled. And he said, even if Fatima bint Muhammad's hand has to be cut, if she does wrong, then it will be cut also. So that type of evidence is required. And then in order to maintain proper justice in a community, in a country, and when called upon to give that evidence, a person must not shy away from it, he must not keep away from it. He must be willingly go forward and give the evidence for anyone or against anyone. Only then all injustice and all wrongs can be uprooted. If this evidence is not given, then it cannot be. So Allah Ta'ala says, O you who believe, kunu qawwami, khare ho jaya karo, stand up for Allah's sake, lillah. Whenever you have to stand up and give evidence for Allah's sake, then give it. Shuhada bil qist, gawahi dene ko insaf ki, and give your evidence truly and properly according to justice. That is exactly what it happened. No matter, it may be your very own close family member, and you know they have done wrong, then give that evidence. Don't conceal it, don't hide it, don't shy away from it. You must give it. And whoever it is, you must see that you give the evidence properly. So this is also a great command of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and this is one of the great distinguishing factors of Islam over other religions. And therefore other people cannot accept Islam, because Islam maintains and wants, requires this complete justice in its true and complete form. So therefore they will oppose Islam, and they will not want Islamic rule and Islamic law to be to come into existence. May Allah give us tawfiq that we stand wherever necessary, whenever called upon, and even if not called upon, when we know something is wrong, we give that evidence. May Allah give us tawfiq.